here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Tuck it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Hope that you had a wonderful Independence Day. Hope your fourth was number one. Get it? So I didn't really do much myself. Kind of took a relaxing day. Hopefully you were able to do the same. I went home Wednesday with all the intention of the world of staying up late. Nice. Midweek. Can stay up late, sleep in if I want. Going to be great. And then I did have the realization that if I slept late on Thursday, that means I would go to bed late on Thursday night and I still had to wake up early Friday. What was wrong with me? Why didn't you or I or anybody else that's awake at this hour and getting ready for work be smart enough to take the day off? But anyway, next year, the 4th of July is on a Friday, so we get an automatic 3-day weekend. Yes, thank you. The way it should be. I don't care what day of the week 4th of July falls on. The weekend before it or after it should be a 3-day weekend. We need a 4th of July observed when it comes to getting the day off. And then also, you know, get the 4th of July off too. Why not? So the celebrations that I saw seemed to all go off without a hitch. I know the weather got a little iffy here on the South Coast last night. I had gone to the movies. I saw Horizon and American Saga. We'll get into that. But when I left the movies, I was like, oh, it's kind of overcast and it feels like it might rain. And I hope they get the fireworks in. But then as far as I know, everybody did without a hitch. I went home and watched a little TV before bed, had the CNN celebration on, the big 4th of July concert they do. And I got to tell you, at first I thought this was a genius thing when they first started doing this. Oh, they go live to different festivals and concerts all around the country and pick up some of the performances. That's kind of a cool thing. It's certainly easier for them to produce than putting on a concert themselves, like in the old days when there would be different 4th of July celebrations that the networks would all kind of flock to. PBS always had the big one on the Capitol. There would usually be one like in New York. And you'd see all the networks kind of flock to them. I thought the CNN approach of like, oh, let's just go to all these different concerts. I thought that was a good idea because you get a superstar lineup without having to put together a superstar concert. But last night, the magic of that was ruined for me because last night I realized these were all pre-taped performances. There's nothing special about this. This is just like watching concert videos on YouTube. And I learned that because at one point they said, and now let's go to Boston where the Killers are playing the Boston Calling Festival. And then they showed the Killers playing Boston and shouting out Boston and all of that. And I was like, I was there. That was the day before Memorial Day. That's lame to try to present it as if it was happening today. And then they would cut, they had like two, it was like a split shot. They had the Killers performing and then they had the fireworks in Boston. And it said Boston, you know, 9:58 p.m., whatever it said. As if, excuse me, as if they're trying to suggest that this was all happening at the same time. You know, and I was the kind of person that said, why does everybody dump on CNN? Why does everybody call them fake news? They do a good job over there, but now fake news, or at least fake concerts, fake celebrations. So I don't know why I let it bother me, but it did. But yes, I did go and see Horizon and American Saga because it's a 3-hour movie and there's a half an hour of trailers beforehand. And yes, I am going to show up at the theater to watch all of those trailers. I am that kind of person. I want to see all the trailers. Even if they're trailers I've already seen, I want to see them again. And it was cool because they had, it was my first time seeing the Beetlejuice trailer on the big screen. And there was a couple of movies that I didn't even know were coming out that I saw the trailers for. But this is a 3-hour movie. So I figured I didn't want to try to go see it like after work some night, get home at 11 o'clock. Any of that kind of stuff. So I said, I'll go on the 4th if I don't do something else. And nothing else was happening. So I said, I'll go. Went to a 2 o'clock movie. Got out of there at almost 6 o'clock. And it was good. It was okay. It just, I don't know if it's because I know that it was 3 hours long. And that it's part one of what's expected to be a 4-part film series. And so that means we're looking at like 10, 12 hours worth of content in this world. That all I kept thinking to myself is this should just be a TV series. This should just be a TV show. Why are we coming out to the theater to see it? I mean, it looked cool. You know, I always love Westerns on the big screen, but I just didn't understand why it had to be theatrically released. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, this one comes out, then the second part is supposed to come out in August, then they're going to put out the next two parts whenever they put them out. I wouldn't be surprised if those end up being streaming. I get it. It was the 4th of July. It's a day when people don't normally go to the movies, but there was only about 15 people in the movie theater. And everybody who was there, I swear, it was their first time in the movie theater in 20 years. They had no idea how to find their seats. People were sitting in the wrong seats, even though you now pick a seat, they're assigned to you. People are sitting and people are showing up and saying, oh, you're in my seat. What? There's assigned seats? It didn't help either that the movie theater is out of Coke products for whatever reason. Signs up, we have no Coke products. And then the person in front of me said, well, I really wanted a Coke product. And so the guy was like, well, I have bottles of Coke. I can sell you a bottle of Coke. Okay. And then he gives him a cup. And he says, can I have a second cup? I'm going to share it with my wife. And the guy says, oh, no, I can only give you one complimentary cup. If I give you a second cup, I have to charge you for a full soda. A full soda that you don't have. And I kind of wanted to just grab the guy in front of me and be like, just buy a second bottle, man. But the things that they do in that theater and the way that those kids that work there handle things is so stupid that I was just like, I just want to get my drink and go sit down because I didn't want to sit in a 3-hour movie without a drink. But it, you know, like I said, it was good. It's not great. I don't think it's going to be winning Oscars. It's 3 hours long. Kevin Costner is only on screen for less than an hour of it. There's a lot of characters, a lot of world building. Just seems like it should have been a TV series. But, you know, if you like Kevin Costner, if you like Westerns, go check it out. I have the membership, so I get to see 12 movies a month or three movies a week. So it's, you know, just part of my membership package to go see it. I don't know that I would have been too happy if I'd spent $15 outright just to go see it. Although it was the 2 o'clock movie, so it was discounted. But I figured, what's more American than going to see a Western at the movies on the 4th of July? So that was my... Oh, and then in the morning, I watched the new Beverly Hills Cop movie. It was great. I loved that. That was the perfect tone for... Just like Top Gun Maverick. I think it took a lot of inspiration from Top Gun Maverick, in that it hit all the right nostalgia notes, but also gave you a new story. It wasn't just a rehash. I saw a lot of negative reviews online for it, and I was like, these people just don't get it. These people probably thought Beverly Hills Cop 2 wasn't a good movie. We can debate about 3. I like 3. Other people don't. I understand that they don't, but I do. Just give me anything with Axel Foley. And this was really good. A friend of mine who is a professional movie critic put on social media that this is the number 2 Beverly Hills Cop movie for him, and he's a huge fan of the franchise. He ranks the original number 1. He ranks this one number 2. Then part 2. Then part 3. So... it's on Netflix, though. If you already have Netflix, you're already paying for it, spend a couple hours watching it and see if you don't enjoy it. 508-996-0500 is the number to call in and chime in. We also have app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. Good morning, everybody.
How you doing?
Good. I'm good. My plans got changed, so I didn't even get to see any fireworks at all.
Well, I'm going to guarantee you they look just like the fireworks you saw last year.
No, that's not true. I know you're a stinkaroo about them, but that's not true, because sometimes you'll see smiley faces. They've got hearts. They even did an arrow through the heart in Plymouth last year. I mean, they do change it up, Tim. You know, it isn't just the... Oh, yeah, purple. Oh, yeah, blue. No.
So you're going to go sit through 4 hours of traffic and fight to find a place to watch these fireworks to see a smiley face?
I would never go anywhere in 4 hours of traffic, number one. And that's never happened in my years of going to fireworks. So, no. No way. No, I'm not going to sit in 4 hours. But it doesn't work like that anymore, because there's fireworks so close to you. All you got to do is just get there at 7, get something to eat, and then watch the fireworks. But like I said, my plans got changed. But because of you guys at WBMS, I know that there is fireworks in Middleborough this evening. Hopefully they will, because I don't know. It looks iffy out there. Even, you know, this morning it looks like, is it going to rain or what?
Yeah, it looks like. So I was looking at the radar earlier. It looks like there is some expected rain going to be here in the next hour or so. Actually, yeah, they just updated it to possible after 9 a.m.
Okay, good, because I've been waiting for Kelly Bates to come on. But so what I wanted to say to you, so you went and saw that. So you know it's so funny that you saw Kevin Costner. I am going to go see it, but I got a question for you after this comment I make. On Pluto TV, which is a free app, you can see everything. Download it on your phone, people. It's free, and there's a whole lot of movies, and you get live news. And like all kinds of stuff. I could have watched the Boston Pop on the Bloomberg, which is free on Pluto, but it had all the Bloomberg to the far right of the screen and off to the left, just in the upper corner, where's the fireworks? And I'm like, oh, okay, right. No, I'm not going to watch all the boom, you know, not have them both. And I used to forget about it because I remembered about Middleborough. And so what they were doing was Kevin Acosta, the Yellowstone that he's been in, Yellowstone Park, they're doing a marathon through the whole weekend. And I thought, isn't that funny? I started watching it somewhere in the middle, but never finished it because it got a little too rough for me.
You said it got too left for you?
Too left. R-O-U-G-H.
Oh, okay. Left. I thought you said too left for you. I was like, really? Because people complain that it's like one of the most conservative shows on TV.
It was too rough. The animals, like certain things. So, and then I just stopped watching it. But, you know, now I'm thinking, no, I should go back and watch it. But so apparently it's like he's a big thing. And on YouTube, they kept showing little clips of him here and there. And for me to hear you say that, you weren't that thrilled with it? Because I was thinking I should have went to the movies last night. I'm saying, wow, I'm not.
I mean, it's okay. I was expecting more out of it. I guess maybe it'll pick up in the future installments. But okay. I just thought there'd be like more going. It's just it spends a lot of time introducing like the characters and everything that's going on. There's so many characters. It's kind of hard to follow who's involved with what.
Oh well, yeah. No, if they started that confusing, then. You know what? Yeah, that's definitely going to make you go see the second one because then they'll explain the characters more probably, right?
I don't know. I guess, you know, see it for yourself and see what you think. But I'd never just take my word for it on a movie, same as any other critic. But I just feel like, I don't know, it was just long. It felt long.
Well, yeah, you've got to really mentally be in play for that.
Some 3-hour movies can go right by, and some 3-hour movies can feel like 4-hour movies, and this one felt like a 4-hour movie.
Well, bring your nips.
I can't condone those actions.
Say that. No, we cannot condone that. That's just Getty does that. Nobody else do that. But that's how I get through. No, not always. If it's that long, I would, because I'm not a soda drinker, and I'm not going to get up and down off my seat. I'd rather bring all my little stuff in my bag, you know?
Well, I gotta hold you there because I gotta take a break. Yeah. But you go and enjoy the movie. Don't let me ruin it for you.
I won't. I'll give you my own review. But okay. Yeah, that's all. I appreciate you letting me and everybody else out there know that there is fireworks tonight in Middleborough, people. I'm gonna try to go to it.
Yeah, look. I looked at the forecast. Looks like there's some possible rain like around 7 o'clock, but then it should clear up.
Oh, okay. Let's fingers crossed.
All right. Have a good one.
Have a great day.
All right. That is Sketty. We got to take a break here. We will be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. Nothing wrong with a little Van Halen early in the morning. And by the way, if you haven't been watching the A&E biography series, they've really changed the format of that show, but they've been doing for the last couple of weeks, and I think it's all over now, but they were doing like rock icons, and they had one last week on Sammy Hagar. Just one of the nicest people in the world, it seems like. And everybody loves the guy, and you can see why. But everybody that they profiled just came across as really nice people. Alice Cooper, Brett Michaels, Sebastian Bach, Sammy Hagar, Dee Snider. Definitely worth checking out if you are a rock music fan. But that was Runaround by Van Halen. And now it is time to go to the guy who will never give you the runaround, Phil Devitt, in the WBSM newsroom.
Well, I'll take a look at your national and world headlines this morning after the 4th of July. President Biden's interview with ABC News will air tonight. It'll be shown in its entirety at 8 p.m. The interview is the first since his shaky performance at last week's debate. Biden will be interviewed earlier in the day while campaigning. A comment Biden made to Democratic governors during a meeting at the White House is making headlines. Multiple reports say Biden plans to stop scheduling events after 8 p.m. to get more sleep. This comes as Biden was hoping to reassure more more than 20 governors about his ability to win against former President Trump in the November election. Hurricane Beryl now back to a Category 3 storm. The National Hurricane Center says the Caribbean storm has winds of 115 miles per hour as it heads towards Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula, where it'll make landfall on Friday, today. Beryl then moving over the southwestern Gulf of Mexico tonight, and then shifting northwest on Saturday. The storm could affect southern Texas by Monday. Gun rights groups are suing California over its firearms tax. The Firearms Policy Coalition of San Diego launched the Second Amendment challenge. Other plaintiffs include the National Rifle Association, the California Rifle and Pistol Association, and the Second Amendment Foundation. The new tax went into effect on Monday. It imposes an 11% excise tax on the sale of firearms, parts, and ammunition. The Highland Park 4th of July parade in Illinois returned yesterday, 2 years after a deadly mass shooting. A remembrance ceremony took place at the local middle school. In 2022, a gunman opened fire from a rooftop during the holiday parade, killing seven people and injuring dozens more. Colorado's mystery monolith is gone. It only lasted a week on the hill of a dairy farm, attracting massive crowds to the small town of Bellevue. That's about 70 miles outside of Denver. And that's why the private landowner there had it removed, posting the update yesterday on Facebook. She first intended to keep the shiny 6-foot-tall structure after it suddenly appeared, bolted into a cement pad. But she says she didn't want any more trespassers. And a new champion is being crowned in the Nathan's famous 4th of July hot dog eating contest at Coney Island. According to unofficial counts, Illinois native Patrick Bertoletti won the mustard belt in the annual competition after chowing down on 58 dogs and buns. A Massachusetts man took second place. The contest has received extra attention this year after 16-time champ Joey Chestnut bowed out over an endorsement deal with vegan brand Impossible Foods. Chestnut's record is 76 hot dogs. Meanwhile, Miki Sudo, once again the winner on the woman's side, beating her own record after wolfing down 51 dogs. It's the 10th time she's won the competition. In sports, the Red Sox extended their win streak to 4 games after sweeping the Marlins. They visit the New York Yankees for a 3-game series that begins tonight at Yankee Stadium. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
That's Shakedown from Beverly Hills Cop 2, which Beverly Hills Cop 4 or Beverly Hills Cop XLF, as it's called, is out now on Netflix. And they make a great effort to reincorporate some of the old songs and some of the old feel while also having new, fresh stuff. You'll really enjoy it if you like the Beverly Hills Cop movies. And in fact, Shakedown, because they wanted to have that continuity from one movie to the next, and the first movie starts with Glenn Frey's The Heat Is On. They wanted to have Glenn Frey record this song for Beverly Hills Cop 2, but he didn't really like the lyrics at first, and then he came down with laryngitis, so he suggested having Seeger record it because the two were very good friends. They both grew up in Detroit. Actually, Glenn Frey got his start singing backup on Bob Seeger songs. And so he suggested Seeger does the song. Seeger does it. The song ends up going to number one. And then I guess Glenn Frey called him and said, hey, at least we kept the money in Michigan. So that's the story behind that song. Not Bad Noak Bluff says, good morning, Tim. I agree that Beverly Hills Cop was excellent. I couldn't believe all the negative comments from the Facebook critics panning the movie. It wasn't just the Facebook critics either. It was the actual like print movie critics for the different websites. I read a lot of reviews that just dumped all over it. And I'm like, what did you go into this for? Did you expect Citizen Kane? I mean, I felt like Beverly Hills Cop 3. It was, again, it's a guilty pleasure movie for me. I like to watch it, but I felt like that was kind of like let's take this Eddie Murphy movie. Oh, and we can make it Axel Foley. Yeah, we could make it Axel Foley, but that movie could have been any 90s Eddie Murphy movie where he played a different character solving a murder mystery at an amusement park. But they knew it would be more marketable if they called it a Beverly Hills Cop movie. Well, this one is an actual Beverly Hills Cop movie. And it has callbacks. It has inside jokes to other Eddie Murphy movies. I mean, it's really well done. So if you like Beverly Hills Cop, you'll like this. But I guess these people who are dumping all over it, I don't know what they expected. Jeff in Fall River says, good morning, Tim. Last night's fireworks in Fall River weren't bad at all. It was definitely a step up from last year. Point Gloria was mobbed with people, food trucks, and awesome. And the band Get Lucky was on stage. He says, we all love Sketty, but it's WBSM, not WBMS. I know she does get it inverted, but that's okay. Next time she comes in, I'll have to dig out one of the old WBSM bumper stickers and give her that and be like, here you go. That's this way here. You'll remember. But she know the important thing is she knows where to tune in the station. She knows what app to open. We're okay if you get the letters wrong, as long as you know how to tune in. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. But how bad was it? You know, obviously, Jeff's talking about the Fall River fireworks display that the city puts on. But how bad was it where you live with everybody else setting off fireworks last night? In my neighborhood, I heard a whole bunch going off starting right around maybe like 7 o'clock. I got home. I think I got home like 7:15. Probably sat down in my chair by 7:30. I had the window open by the chair and I could hear them going off like crazy. I eventually got up and closed the window and then I didn't hear them nearly as bad. But then I want to say around like 9 o'clock, 9:30. I kind of opened the window up and didn't hear anything. So maybe that's the time that people go out to the actual fireworks displays. I don't know. And then, you know, around 10 o'clock or so, I went to bed. And I never got woken up by any. I had the bedroom window open. I didn't hear any fireworks the rest of the night. Of course, this is just night one of the rest of the summer of people setting them off. But it wasn't too bad. And I don't know if that's because people didn't want to spend the money this year on them. I don't know if that's because law enforcement was cracking down on it. I mean, I can tell you that a lot of the law enforcement folks that I've talked to over the years about this, they don't want to enforce it. They don't care. They're not spending resources going out and tracking down people setting off fireworks. Obviously, if you do it at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., yeah, they're going to come over and say something to you. Because you're disturbing the peace, it's too late or too early, and they're not really doing anything else at that time. But they're not going to pull officers off detail for the fireworks display downtown at 9 p.m. because somebody in the North End said, oh, they're setting off fireworks in my neighborhood. They've got limited resources. They're not really that concerned about it. But there is such a thing as being too much of a jerk about it. Certainly after 11 p.m., you're being too much of a jerk about it. Say even after 10 p.m. And again, I don't get it. I've never understood it. I've never understood the need to go spend hundreds of dollars to set these things off. And I've done it. So it's not like I've never experienced it. I have done it. I just still don't get it. Not that I spent the money, but I've been there when other people were setting off fireworks that they purchased. That's literally burning money. I would never do that. It's literally setting money on fire. And maybe I'm just too much of a stick in the mud for fireworks, but that's the way that I feel about it. Like I said on Wednesday, if I go somewhere and they have them, I'll look up, cool, great. But I'm not making it a point to go out to them. I'm not making it a point to go out and buy them. Some of the stuff you can get is cool. And stuff that you can legally buy in Massachusetts, like the cobras. I always like the cobras, where you like set them off and like they sizzle around and then they make a cobra out of ash. That was pretty cool. I mean, there was a time when they tried to ban bang snaps. Those little paper things that you threw and they would pop when they hit the ground. I loved bang snaps. In fact, I want to get a box now. I'm going to order some off Amazon. Then I'm just going to randomly throw them at people. Bang snaps are great. I don't think you can get away with that as an adult, though. As a kid, everybody thought it was funny. But as an adult, and we used to do really bad things with them. My cousin put one in my grandfather's pipe. We used to put them like under his chair so that if he leaned back in his chair when he came back down again, he'd pop it because he was always leaning back in his chair. But those are, you know, innocuous little things that and they don't cost much money. That's not spending hundreds of dollars illegally transporting fireworks across state lines and setting them off in my backyard, possibly blowing off my hand. I guess I am the stick in the mud when it comes to fireworks. Also, Sketty sent an Snapchat message. She says, I caught myself after that, but I thought no one would catch it. Well, that's all right. As long as you know how to tune in, Sketty, that's all that matters. 508-996-0500. Going to take our next break here. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. And hopefully you partied responsibly yesterday and you're waking up feeling okay this morning. But of course, for all of your summer party needs, for any of your celebrations, the place to go is Stevie's Wine and Spirits, right? Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy. And I'm going to be heading over to Stevie's probably this weekend to pick up some supplies. And then maybe the week after that, I'm going to stop in and get some Coors Banquet ahead of the Cobra Kai season premiere. Because, you know, you got to drink the beer that Johnny drinks when you're watching that show. But they are also having their grand tasting event on Saturday, July 20th from 1 to 4 p.m. And you're going to have the chance to sample a variety of wines and spirits from over 10 vendors. And of course, they'll have 10% specials off. That's what's really great about the tastings that they have at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, is that when they do a tasting, they offer 10% off on that item that's available for tasting that day. But you can make your own little tasting anytime you go in, because if you see the Purple Dot, you can try it before you buy it. They really, really want to make sure at Stevie's Wine and Spirits that you like what it is that you're purchasing, and that you learn about new things that you didn't even know about. That's why you can join their Rackhouse Club, their monthly membership club for whiskey lovers and enthusiasts, with special events just for members. All kinds of great things over at Stevie's Wine and Spirits. You can find out more about it by following them on Facebook or Instagram, or by visiting them online, by visiting them in person, at 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Check them out. Plan your weekend with a stop by Stevie's. All right, 508-996-0500. That is the number here if you want to call in and chime in. Hopefully you still have all your fingers left from yesterday and you can dial the phone. If not, I hope you have an iPhone that is Siri enabled. I guess there's a couple of different options for those of you with Android phones. You can use the Google, Hey Google feature. You can use the Bixby feature, but I don't use it. And if I had an iPhone, I wouldn't use Siri either. I just type what it is that I'm looking for. And one of the things that I'm always looking for online, and one of the things that I always am using my phone for, are traffic updates. Because I try to avoid traffic as much as I can. I do not do well in traffic. I get angry. I get frustrated. So I try to avoid it as much as I can. If that means driving a little bit out of the way, I'll do it. But anybody that's ever gone into Boston and used the Sumner Tunnel, you know that those other ways around it can take a long time. Well, if you're heading to Boston and you're planning on using the Sumner Tunnel anytime in the next month, get ready to have to go around it. Because it is going to be closed for a month, completely shut down for a month. It began at midnight today, so a few hours ago it began, and it's going to go all the way to August 5th. It's part of a $160 million rehabilitation project for the nearly century-old tunnel. So if you are trying to get from downtown Boston to East Boston or get out to Logan Airport by using that, you're going to have to expect some detours, some delays, some traffic. And as part of this, they're trying to offset some of the problems with things like free trips on the MBTA Blue Line, free reduced cost ferry trips, free and reduced parking at MBTA and commuter rail lots, and discounted tolls for residents who need to drive over the Tobin Bridge and through the Ted Williams Tunnel. And then even after it opens up on August 5th, there's going to be weekend closures for however long it takes them to actually finish the work. So they're going to close it down for a month to do a majority of the work, and then they'll finish up everything with a series of weekend closures. So if you plan on using the Sumner Tunnel anytime soon, you're going to be going all the way around it. It seems like every time I go to Boston, there's some kind of work. I remember when I started covering the Celtics in 2001. It was before the big dig was completed. And, you know, I used to have to go the old way to Boston Garden. To TD Garden. But, you know, the way they used to go to the Boston Garden. And then went back the next season, one season, and all of a sudden the tunnel's completed and it's a whole new, and it kept changing. And then finally I got it down. How to get in, how to get out. And then I didn't go to the garden for a while. Went back a couple years ago to go to the Genesis concert. Everything had changed all again. It's like, what is this? Why? How did this change so much? In the limited space that they had, how do they make all these changes? But they're doing the best they can with what they have, and that's going to involve sometimes rehabbing 100-year-old tunnels. So be aware that that's going to be closed. The Sumner Tunnel will be closed for about a month with weekend closures following that. We'll keep you updated on all of that. 508-996-0500. Let's take our final break of this hour and be back in a few moments. Welcome back in. And, of course, you don't have to enjoy the silence here because we can continue talking with you at 508-996-0500. We are going to be taking a break for the news coming up in a moment. But when we come back on the other side, we can talk more with you. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And don't forget, too, today, if you are interested, there are free guided tours of the schooner Ernestina Morrissey happening from 3 to 6 p.m. at New Bedford State Pier. So if you've never been on the Ernestina Morrissey and you want to check it out for the first time, this is a great opportunity to do that. If you want to see all of the refurbishing that was done when it was up in Booth Bay, Maine for 7 years, you want to see what was done, you can check all that out as well. So again, it's going to be happening from 3 to 6 p.m.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.